Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Got that password about to hit you in about 10 minutes, so you can play Beat the Bank
Extreme.
And if you're watching Kid TV and you notice some of us wearing pajamas, that's because we are.
That's right.
We're wearing pajamas. It's National Wear Your Pajamas to Work Day.
It's a thing today.
So we're doing it. And part-time Justin, you're in here with your... Is that a onesie?
Yes, it's what Sandra Oh wore in that that photo that went viral where she's in the whole hotel room in her onesie.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
I love Sandra Oh.
Yes, and you like that show, right?
Killing Eve,
yeah.
And yes.
She wore something like this after the Oscars.
Oh, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
I dig that.
And I appreciate all you guys for dressing up.
You're welcome.
So cute. Kelly's legs, man.
Yeah, I wish I'd tanned. I'm so white that I'm almost blue. Does that make sense?
I got a cousin so black he's almost blue. Yeah. We call him blue.
It's like a blue-pink haze.
Like a... Okay, don't be so down on yourself.
No, it's just my skin tone.
What? It's
so,
and it's so cool that we all get to dress up like this at our job, which is fun because I'm going to Lakeland Elementary to let them to talk about Career Day and tell them how they can be like this on air. Talking.
You're going to do Career Day in your pajamas?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Awesome.
When can we hear that?
It's my job. Well, I'm going, I guess I can interview them, huh? I can record
talk to them.
Yeah.
I got to get permission slips, maybe.
We can record yourself.
Record yourself talking. I want to see what you have to say to the children.
Okay, yeah, I'll bring
them. Maybe we can motivate people on the show after.
Oh, if anyone can motivate, it could be me.
Yes.
Okay?
All right.
I was in the debate team in high school, so I know how to talk to the public.
Sure.
Okay.
Look at you.
Thank you.
Hey, you're talking here.
Do you have a theme?
Well, basically, all I'm talking about is high school and what I went through, and then college, and then what I went through, and like some of some of the struggles, you know, turning in your assignments late.
Okay,
all
right,
hang out.
There you go. Good, solid message.
How about anything about career?
Oh,
is it
how to get here?
All right, so Justin's gonna be wearing pajamas to Career Day. Does that make him crazy?
Yes.
I think so.
Yes.
Don't walk in there with this onesie. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK.
Give us a call with your crazy Kid Nation. We'll let you know if you're crazy or not. Yeah. We know you're calling in with the hopes of joining the Does That Make Me Crazy Hall of Fame. Got a couple ones here.
All right.
A couple funny ones. I whisper, I hate you, to my gray hairs after I pluck them out of my hair. Does that make me crazy? Nah, man, I think most people probably do something similar to that.
I hate
Are you supposed to pluck them, though? Because I hear that probably gets them angry, and then they recruit some other homies, and they're like, hey, you turn gray.
That's the thing. You pluck one, and how many return? Like 20 return or something? I don't know the number, but yeah. I don't know if that's
true. I'm holding on to all the hairs on my head. I'm not getting rid of any.
Same.
I'll just color them.
I'm like, you want to be gray? Cool, bro. You stay in there, though.
Right.
I like to, speaking of hair, I love playing with my husband's ear hair. Does that make me crazy?
Yes. Yes.
Man, sometimes when I see dudes like with that ear hair poking out, I want to touch it.
Scar's cruel
it
joke.
No, just like, what's it feel like? Is it really hard hair, like a mustache?
No, it's pretty soft.
Feels like turf.
Ear turf.
You know, like that plastic coarse stuff.
Do you have ear hair out?
A little, not all.
Like inside the hole?
Exorbitant amount. A little bit right there. But, you know, little baby hair.
That. More do you groom? Keep it neat.
Yeah, do you groom it?
Yeah, weave it.
I want some.
Or wax it.
Kiara wrote us and said, I eat pickles and peanut butter. And I also like sucking on batteries because I like the way they taste.
Does that make me crazy?
Hold on. I'm cool with the pickles and peanut butter.
I guess.
I get
cool that.
That's fine.
Don't suck on batteries.
No.
And, you know, they say if you're sucking on batteries and change and stuff, that's kind of a pica and you have some sort of, like, iron deficiency.
Yeah, but that's not cool. You'll end up on that TV show.
Yeah, I eat plane parts.
Yeah.
Say that.
I'm addicted to eating rubber tires.
Yeah, you need to go to the doctor about that. Maybe just take a pill. It's probably just a little supplement you're missing in your diet.
I do enjoy putting the 9-volt on my tongue and getting that little shock.
No.
I do enjoy that because the taste is kind of weird, but I wouldn't suck on a battery. And definitely do not swallow, by the way.
No.
That is, you could do some harm right there if you swallow a battery. So do not do that,
y'all,
kids.
Remember that show? That woman that was eating treads off
yeah.
tires?
Yeah,
she had them all in her stomach.
She would go to the playground and pick
off.
It's
not funny, but it is. She picks off the treads.
Yeah, the treads.
Is that the lady that's on the discount tire commercial?
Uh-huh. I don't think she's on that one. She would go to tire shops, though, because she liked the fresh ones.
Hmm.
I remember that for sure.
Mm.
Hi, Kelsey.
Hi.
Welcome to Does That Make Me Crazy? All right, hit us with yours.
So whenever I eat pizza, I eat it backwards, so I start with the crust.
I think we've had that before, if I'm not mistaken.
I've witnessed
I don't think so.
I've heard it before.
Yeah, I've heard it. Okay. I don't think you're crazy.
I know people do it when they have the cheese crust, you know, the one that's stuffed with the cheese, but I can't do it backwards like that.
She's saving the best for last, maybe.
Exactly. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I'm not mad at you for that.
Crust is my favorite. I think people are crazy when they eat all the pizza and leave their crusts. I eat the crust.
Oh, I love the crust too, but that's the last thing I like to eat.
Right.
And don't, because also the front part of the pizza is always drooping down because that's got the most grease on it. It's got the most flavor.
You think?
Yeah.
It depends on the style.
So I guess that it'd be harder to hold it and not have it dripping all over the place. Because you got to eat that first. Get it out of the way. So yeah, Kelsey, I think that's a little crazy.
I'm gonna say kind of normal.
Going crust first. All right, Big Al thinks it's normal. Kelly,
I'm fine with it.
She's fine with it. From the text, I'm obsessed with peppermint lifesavers. Mm. Those are the ones Kelly loves.
No, I do the wintergreen.
Oh, it's winter. Mm. Oh, okay. But I can only eat them after they've been in my pocket, warming up for hours.
Mm. Huh.
Have you ever turned off all the lights in the room?
Yes.
Chomp down and they spark.
I've never experienced a spark. I've tried it a couple times.
100%. Oh, it does. It's a little blue spark.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Really?
We used to do it, yeah.
But I did bite down on one time, and it took off a shard of my tooth. So I need to quit. Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
And don't swallow batteries.
Don't swallow batteries. Yeah. But also, the blue little light when you crunch down on them.
Yes, science!
It's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Jasmine.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi. Welcome to Does That Make Me Crazy? All right, so what do you do?
Okay, so before I enter a room, I check to see if, like, there's any way I could attack somebody if they're, like, there to attack me.
Yeah.
Like, I always go in and do that. I'm like, okay, so I could get the shower curtain if somebody's waiting in my bathroom. I'll take down the pole and get them.
Wow.
Oh, so you're looking for weapons to defend yourself?
I like this mentality.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're a single soulmate.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I actually like this.
For me, I love that. I think about it all the time. That's why I sit on the end of the movie theater.
So you look for things to use as weapons.
I just think about
how to take people down.
In certain crowded situations, I always like to recognize the exits and be close to one. Yeah.
I kind of do it when I'm driving, like in moderate speed traffic. Like if this guy does this, what will I do? What will my defensive move be?
Yeah, you're doing defensive driving.
Yeah, I kind of do that. But as far as entering a room...
Jasmine's doing defensive entering a room.
Yeah.
That's what she's doing.
Be prepared.
I think that's pretty cool. It's crazy, but cool.
Yeah.
Jenna's with you on that one.
Cray.
I love it. Well, she thinks about how to attack. I think about how to run.
No, yeah, she wants to attack.
Yeah,
she wants to attack.
It depends, no.
Stephanie says, I drive with my GPS on every single time I drive, even if I'm just going home from work, which I know how to do. I have to turn it on just to feel right and not miss the fastest way possible.
Oh, okay.
Well, if you put it on your car GPS, it's not going to give you the fastest way possible. It's just going to give you the regular route.
Right.
Right?
Well, maybe she's talking about Waze and she just called it that.
Yeah.
Because I do it too, now that I live a little farther.
Okay.
Because there's always the possibility of something.
The first car I had with GPS, I would do that. Just because I felt like I paid for the GPS, so I'm just going to turn it on every single time.
Right.
That was just me utilizing
your new toy.
It. I have not used the GPS in my truck once.
Me neither. Not one time.
Not one time, and I asked
easier
for
it. On your phone.
Yeah,
it's way easier, and you save a lot. You save a few thousand dollars if you don't get GPS in your car.
Mm-hmm.
Fun fact: now that I'm car shopping.
There you go. Fun fact.
Yeah.
Now that I'm car
that
shopping.
That was a fun fact.
Mm-hmm. It was.
A lot of people ask for the GPS, even though you don't use it. We're not going to use it, people. Hi, Fallon.
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 Hi.
Hi.
Hey. Who are you talking to?
Huh?
Who were you talking to?
I was talking to my mom.
Hey, Mom.
Hey, Mom.
All right.
What's up,
what do you do that makes you crazy?
Okay. So I will be in class, and I'll be telling my friends that I'm really excited to get my braces Thursday. I'll be like, you're crazy, girl. It's going to hurt.
You're excited.
Like, does it make me crazy to be excited to get braces?
No.
No, I always wanted them when I was young. What colors are you? Are you going to do colors?
Yeah, I'm going to try and get dark turquoise, and if not that, then pink.
Okay. Yeah.
Turquoise or yes. pink.
What are your school colors?
My school colors are red and blue, and I'm getting my band in those colors.
Okay, so you're getting the bands in those colors.
There you go.
Oh, so you got the bands and also the color of the actual brackets.
Awesome.
No, I don't think it's crazy at all. When I was a kid, I wanted braces, I wanted glasses, I wanted a broken bone. Because you want people to be able to sign your cast. It's just like, you
until
want
that first
things.
Tightening. Yeah. It's like,
I always wanted braces.
I did too.
That and I wanted to date girls with braces.
Really?
Yeah, like in middle school.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
That's good for girls with braces to know.
Yeah, I was always into like, I kind of want to date her. Because she's got braces.
I don't know about that. My first kiss, he had braces. It cut my lip.
Yeah. Oh, you can't go brace to brace.
I didn't have braces. He did. Okay. It cut my lip.
You can get
got
locked.
A snag.
Or cut your tongue or something.
Yeah.
That stuff does happen.
Yeah. Thank you.
Hi, Angelica.
Hi.
Welcome to the show. So what do you do with the animals out there?
So every time I see a pigeon or a bird, I start yelling, caw-caw, caw-caw, scare it away.
Yeah. Does that always work, the caw-caw?
Yes.
Yeah, good.
Man, I have this jerk bird living in my patio right now, Todd.
Well, Todd.
Freaking Todd, man. He lives right there and tries to poop on us, like tries to fly above us if we're in the patio.
Really?
He's aggressive. I think he's a sparrow. Is that what he is? Did you see the picture Jenna posted?
No, I haven't seen it.
They show up every year around this time.
Why'd you name him Todd? Any particular reason?
I don't know. He just looked like a Todd to me.
I love that you think I'm an aviation expert, though. Thank you. You're sparrow, welcome. Right, Jenna? Yeah. You bird lover?
Speaking of caw-caw! That was once a password for Beat the Bank Extreme.
It was.
Somebody used that password to win some money. Well, guess what? We got a brand new password for you right now because Beat the Bank Extreme is back and we still have $10,000 up for grabs. And the password you need this hour, Kid Nation, is Drake. Drake.
Right.
And you're going to be using your cell phone to call us to try to win that money in about 10 minutes when Beat the Bank returns.
Extreme.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Here we go, Kid Nation. It's time to play Beat the Bank
Extreme.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Looking for caller number 11 to play round one. And if you don't get in this hour, it's all good.
All good.
An hour from now, we'll be having you call in again. Two chances every single day, but right now, it's all about you. Make sure you know that password. Choose your vault wisely and stay in there as long as you can to get all that money, Kid Nation.
Mm-hmm.
So our boy part-time Justin just left to go host Career Day.
Oh, he's doing that this morning.
Uh-huh, he's doing it this morning. And before he left, he said, so what do I say to these kids?
Well, he kept talking about school, and I was like, well, you need to talk about career.
My man's is going in there without a speech.
With nothing prepped.
He doesn't need one. He does not need one, because here's what happens.
What happens, Kelly?
Just say, does anybody have any questions?
Uh-huh, mm-hmm. A Q&A.
Oh, and I have one.
Yeah. What? Yes.
Yeah. Little out.
Have you ever met anybody famous?
Yeah.
Yes, we have.
Oh, I have one.
Yes, the little boy in the back.
Who have you met?
Yeah.
No, it's not usually that.
Who's the coolest celebrity? No.
It's. Have you met Taylor Swift?
Yeah.
Well, it starts in that. I mean, they lead up.
Have you
into
met
that,
Justin Bieber?
Right.
Yeah. Have you met Paris?
Have you met Bruno Mars?
It goes on and on and on.
So we usually say
the whole time.
We usually say, hey, no, who have I met questions.
It doesn't matter.
No, I would love them. That means less time that I have to prepare stuff.
You're supposed to tell him about career and how to get into the industry.
Yeah.
So he's going out there. What's up, Cheddar?
Uh-oh. In the newsroom, here's White Cheddar.
No, I was just going to say, are you guys ready for your virtual career day coming up in a few weeks?
Oh, we are doing a virtual career day.
What is that?
Where it will be you guys and actually some support people, and we're going to do it online.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, because everyone asks us to go to schools all the time, but we can't go to every school.
I'm just going
to
Skype with a school?
Yeah, we'll do some stuff with a bunch of schools.
Oh, that's
all
cool.
All of us will, which is cool because here's the thing. Distance gets in the way, and a lot of the times they want us to come in while we're still here at the studio, so it's difficult. Mm-hmm. So if we just knock it out and do a little virtual one, and you can log in with your class from anywhere in the world.
That works.
Yeah.
And then we'll have it posted, and so you can watch it after the fact, too.
Yeah. Pretty cool,
huh? So more details on that coming up, but I think it's May 1st.
All right. Oh, yeah. Good.
I'm going to write that down.
Yeah.
My mom's
May 1st, 10 a.m. Central.
May 1st, 6 days before Big Al's
what
big story.
What happens if we disagree about career advice?
Every path is not the same.
Right.
Well, all of ours are very different.
That's very true.
I don't know.
Well, you wing it.
Yeah, we're just going
to
wing
it. Exactly. That's what I was going to say. Al's method's always to wing it, and mine's always to over-prepare.
Yeah.
Like winging it. A 5-minute speech, Al, on... business.
Yeah, we could do okay. 5 minutes each on how we got to where we're at, and then we could take questions.
Yeah, I love telling that story anyway, so good.
Yeah. And kids, it'll show you that there's not just, the hosting jobs here that Jenna and Kelly and Al and I have. There's so many other jobs you can have in radio.
Important
there's
job.
30 people here. I was talking to a guy yesterday that he's one of the super homeboys, my boy Gilbert. Uh-huh. And his son works for a radio station in Houston. He said, man, my son is in Jamaica right now for the radio station, trying to do video work, interning, and they're putting up kind of like the stuff that we've done in Florida and whatnot, but he's doing that in Jamaica at a resort.
Cool.
And
taking nice.
In Jamaica for like a week on that dime.
Are you sure he didn't just go there?
That's what he told me anyway.
What did you call your buddies?
Super homeboys.
No, but what was the name you had the other day?
The homies.
That's what it was. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
The black homies?
The black homies.
Is that what it was?
Yeah. The blobbies.
Al connected
those
two words.
You're still working on that title?
Yeah, it's a word. It's just fluid right now.
There you go.
Yeah, oh,
little,
God.
Hey, before we give away some money, yesterday we had that video of Jessica Biel for Tennessee Boy or
Tennessee
whatever.
Kid.
Tennessee Kid.
Hey. Tennessee Kid.
A little creepy.
And she's so, I love
happy.
You.
And I don't know why, but celebrity creepy videos are sticking out like a sore thumb now because Russell Wilson, who's the quarterback for the Seattle Seahawks, just got the largest contract in NFL history yesterday.
He's married to
Ciara.
Don't you remember they posted themselves sweaty in bed after they got married?
Well, here's round two of that video.
No.
Yeah, here's a... back-to-back creepy videos from celebrities. Here's Russell's after he got his contract last night.
Hey, Seattle.
Hey.
We got a deal.
Go Hawks.
Go Hawks.
Yeah.
I'm going to see y'all in the morning.
Night.
Time for y'all go to bed.
Finally, we can go to sleep.
See y'all in the morning.
Yeah. I feel like I've been in the sweat hotel.
I feel like you could get pregnant from that.
Wow.
In Seattle.
Yeah. What's that Western movie that where he talks like that?
I love it when
Sling Blade,
yeah.
I love it when my man has sexy bed voice. I don't want to hear somebody else's man. There's just something like that's just.
Is that what Alan sounds like?
Hey Seattle.
Hey Kelly.
Hey Raspberry.
Why don't you come get a sandwich and some loving right here?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I love sexy morning voice, but not when it's somebody else.
That's a night voice right there.
Or make a tape. Not a tape. You know, you and Alan talk sexy. Maybe.
No, I don't want to gross everybody out.
Yeah. Make us a tape before you go to bed.
Well, you do the same. And y'all, see, sure. I don't have anybody, so I don't have to worry about it. But y'all can do it.
Thanks, Al.
Sure.
Okay, Al.
Thanks for that idea,
Al. Let's be producing.
Yeah.
I can do it with Curtis.
Man,
that's what I was going to say. I'd rather do it with my dog.
Speaking of Al's game.
Yeah, Curtis.
I saw a girl that Al brought on a date to one of our events, post something on social media, how somebody mistreated her. And then I saw Al's name under there, and I was like, yeah, boy, get in there and be that knight in shining armor, right? And say, hey, how dare these people treat you that way? You're beautiful.
Yeah,
that's what
gorgeous.
I was expecting. Yeah, right? Some compliments from Big Al,
right.
Mac.
Mm-hmm.
What did Big Al write? He said, we would never treat you like that down at Big Al's down the hatch.
And I tag walks the hatch. It's on their feet, too.
What you doing, bro? Big Al stepping up to the plate. Always marketing.
Little pluggy plug.
All right, let's give away some money. First come, first serve, Big Al?
Yeah. I mean, I was at Walmart this morning buying brand new pajamas, so I just happened to buy a set for a female.
Yeah, those are for girls.
Yes.
Yeah, so guys can wear them, too, if they want.
Like a little tank top that says, hello, sunshine, and little shorts that you can sleep in. They weren't expensive. $5, $6, $10
Still
or whatever.
Super cute.
Brand new. Got the tags on. They're a medium. All you do is come on by.
Yep.
Say hey.
That's Big Al's new way to meet women.
Yep.
Just buy some medium-sized jammies and come on down, ladies. First come, first serve. If you come after he gives the pajamas away, he'll take your number.
Sure.
How about that?
Why not?
I'm Unique.
Yes, good morning.
How you doing?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Doing awesome. Welcome to the show. You are caller number 11. Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm not good for my anxiety.
Oh, no. This is perfect for your anxiety.
Shout out. I'm guessing. Wait, what's your name again?
I'm unique.
I'm unique.
Yeah, I'm unique.
All right. Do you have a sister named I'm Monique?
No.
Oh, okay. I knew some twins called Monique and Unique one time.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Thanks for that.
Sure.
Thought it might be the same people.
Right, could have been.
What a coincidence.
Thanks, Al.
That was Big Al's pointless story of the day.
What are you up to right now, I'm Unique?
I am working.
Oh, what do you do for work?
I'm an Uber driver. I have a passenger in my car right now, actually.
Oh, you do have a passenger in your car.
Did you tell him you're trying to win some money?
I did.
Yeah. What's up, passenger?
Hey, passenger.
Hey, did they try to call in, too?
No.
Oh, they should have tried to call in. It's all good.
Oh, I hope they win.
All right, so you're still trying to get your person out to their destination, so we'll move this along quickly. Let's step up to the vault.
Okay. Hello. Please enter your password.
Drake.
Password.
That's right. I'm Unique. That's the password right there. You gained entry into our vaults. Now you get to pick one of our very own shiny vaults that are all set up for you. Which one would you like?
Number
27. Number 27 is ready to go. Here's Jenna to tell you how we play the game. I'm Unique.
Unique, what's your rating as a driver?
4.92.
Pretty impressive. Pretty impressive.
Look at you, all
Unique.
Right.
Unique.
Yeah, 9.4.9. Let's go.
Had to ask.
Humble
okay.
Brag.
Yeah, you deserve this. All right, so you're going to hop in this vault right now. The banker's going to start shouting out some steadily increasing dollar amounts. No idea where he's going to stop, but we still haven't touched that $10,000 vault. But just a little tip, if you make it all the way to 1,000 and hear something that ends with 1,000, that's definitely the last number in the vault. So you have to say stop loud enough for us to hear you. Got it?
Got it.
Okay.
She got this. Make sure your passenger helps you out.
Sure.
You know, get that going for
Put it on speaker.
Wow. All right, I'm Unique. Let's do it. Let's play.
Beat the bank. Extreme.
90. 110. 150. 300. 370. 430, 480, 550, 580, 720.
Stop.
Yay!
All right. $720.
Very calm about it.
You can change your name now. I'm rich.
Stop. Hey, look at that. Your anxiety didn't get in the way. You got $720. I'm Unique. Perfectly played. And you're probably going to get a great tip from your from the guy
right?
in the car right now.
I hope so.
What are you going to do with $720?
I'm probably going to go on a cruise. I'm going to take my cruise. My son's birthday's coming up.
There you go. Yeah. Very nice.
What's the little man's name?
Mario.
Mario, you're going on a cruise, buddy, with your mama.
Why don't you name him? I'm Mario.
I'm Mario. It's a me. I'm Mario. I'm Unique. Just for fun, you got $720. Let's see how high it would have gone.
810.
How would I jump?
830.
Is
it gone? 870.
Oh.
Any chance to stop? 2,000.
Oh! $1,000, so good.
Oh.
You still got $720, not too bad. I'm Unique, okay?
Okay.
It's all good, man. Sometimes you got to take that easy money.
Yep.
You hold on for us. I'm Unique. We'll get you all set up with your money so you can continue working today and save that money for your cruise with your little man.
Never know.
You never know.
We found a $2,000 vault, Kid Nation. There it is. One of them. We have a couple more remaining for you, so don't lose all hope. We, in fact, have another password for you coming up in about 35 minutes, so forget the one that I'm Unique just used, because that one's gone.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have a brand new one for you. And coming up next, we're going to read some dreams here, and then Jenna, our dream expert, is going to tell you what that entails.
Have you had a recurring dream? Or maybe you just wake up and think you had the strangest dream, and you have no idea why you dreamt what you dreamt.
Yeah. It obviously never has to do with what you actually dreamed or dreamt. Right. Whatever the proper...
We'll figure that out.
Yeah, we'll look that up.
You get it.
You know what we're talking about. Yeah. Our dream expert's in next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Shout out to I'm Unique, driving out there, driving people around.
Mm-hmm.
Won $720 with Beat the Bank.
Extreme!
But we finally found one of those $2,000 vaults.
Yep.
Hey, she took the easy money.
She did.
She got a cruise to pay for, so she took that $720. Your next chance is coming up in about 25 minutes when we hook you up with the next password. Now, before we get into Jenna's dream segment.
Hold on. I'm getting my outfit on.
I know you're getting your outfit on. That's why I'll let Kid Nation know that there's an article that the Daily Mail released.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, while we have nightmares, scientists reveal higher activity in the left-hand side of the brain. That is the reason we have angry dreams.
Angry dreams.
So I guess they had a bunch of people come in and they, you know, attach a bunch of stuff to their heads. Yeah. And they look at them as they sleep throughout a week's worth of nights. And they realized that 41% of people suffer from anger during sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And when your right side can't balance that out, it creates nightmares. So what they're possibly saying here is that in a few years, they'll be able to treat nightmares the same way that they treat angry people. So in order to not have nightmares, they'll be able to come up with some sort of pill or something that you could take so that you can make sure you don't have a nightmare.
You know, diet has a lot to do with it. You'll notice you have vivid dreams if you eat really late or right before going to bed, or you eat a lot of sugar.
Yeah.
And that can contribute to really vivid, crazy dreams, just your diet.
And the night terrors are a severe problem for a lot of people.
This is why they're doing it.
Be helpful.
Yeah, they said findings may have paved the way for new treatments for nightmares and those with PTSD. So that's gonna, that's some great advancements we're making with dreams.
That left side is the cerebellum, right?
I'm not.
I don't think so.
Google it. I don't think so. I think this is left side, strong side.
You know? Left side, strong side.
One side's your artsy side, and one side something else.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The brain is brain news.
We'll just call it left side.
I'm just saying. I just wanted to let you know that scientists have figured out why we're having nightmares and that they're trying to figure out how to get rid of them. That's all I wanted to tell you.
It's stuff you learn in school. You figure, I'll never need this until today.
Right.
On the radio,
right.
I needed to know that information.
Uh-huh. You definitely do need those. We have our dream expert with her dream hat on. She's ready to go. It matches her outfit again. Two weeks in a row.
I've just had a yellow thing going on.
Okay.
I've just been into yellow lately, so it just happens to match my gold dream reading hat.
All right.
She was all yellow. All right, it's on. Before we get in, I have one here from Chris on the Twitters.
Okay. Hey, Chris.
And Chris said, hey, Jenna, I had a dream. I broke into Big Al's house, and he doused himself in baby oil and said, hashtag feeling cute, may sing beat the bank later.
Wow.
Felt cute.
Chris.
Sing bank.
Chris, really? Really, Chris?
I think Chris is just being
Chris,
a little
Chris, I think
guy.
You're having a fantasy about Al.
Really,
and
Chris?
You're listening to the show a lot. Yeah.
Really, Chris?
That's listening to Trey. We were talking about Trey and how he didn't wear pajamas today because he sleeps naked.
Yeah.
And we told him that he should have baby oil next to his bed so that he could defend himself in case of a break-in.
Oh, my God.
Nobody wants to fight a naked guy.
With baby oil.
Baby oil even more so,
yeah.
Then they're slippery. All right, a real dream now, though, Jenna.
Okay.
Hey, Jenna. I had a dream that birds were attacking me in a group. And when they would manage to enter the room, they would attack my right ear. What does that mean?
Ooh, this is interesting.
Ear.
Birds in a dream.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so birds on the attack. They say this is a common dream. I haven't had it. But birds on the attack means that you're being pulled in too many directions. So it seems that you're having an internal conflict with yourself. Or maybe you're afraid that certain ideas you have and you're sharing with friends or coworkers are going to be attacked by other people.
Ooh. Mm.
Wow.
So, you know, with dreams, you have to filter them, remember? So with every dream that you're about to read to me, or if you have a dream, first think, what did I watch on TV last night? What's going on in my personal life? You know, what have I been listening to on the radio? What have we been talking about on the show? Because these things are going to be common. You know, you might have a dream about something we discussed on the show, but there also might be something from your subconscious in your kind of intimate or personal or work life that's trying to
make its
scream
way
at you. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay.
All right. Okay, check this one out. Jenna, I dreamed that I'm playing soccer, and it's a super serious game. However, the game is played in my living room. Everyone is playing, and for some reason, I'm always on the bench.
Uh-huh.
Now, I was a collegiate athlete, and always a starter. So it wakes me up just super frustrated what to do. What do you think?
So when you dream of being an athlete, and especially if you were an athlete, it's
Shout
reminding
out.
You of a time, you're trying to revisit a time where you felt kind of in control and strong and you were aspiring to
uh-huh.
something,
yeah.
right? So now in your later life, when you are having those reverting back to being an athlete, that And it's happening in your home. The game's happening in your home, right? So your home is a symbol for you and yourself and your own personality if you ever dream about something happening in your home. So that's just kind of conjuring up a time where you used to feel strong. And so now there's a desire in your life that you're trying to achieve some new goals. So maybe in your working life, you have some goals you're setting for yourself, or maybe you're, you know, you're trying to make more money, or you have a business idea, something like that. But the reason you're on the bench is just a fear. It's just a fear-based thing that you're worried you're not going to achieve what you have your sights set on.
Huh. All right.
That's a good one right there.
Yeah.
Now I know what those sports streams mean now. Uh-huh.
Hey, Jenna, I recently had a dream about going to a beach house, but as the night was coming, the water kept getting closer and closer. As I stepped on the sand outside the house, it was water and I fell in. I couldn't get out or find something to hold on to. Extra information. I just got out of a 3-year relationship, and to move on faster, I messed around with a guy I had a crush on. And he dumped me, so I haven't been feeling good enough. Oh, and also, my finances are crappy. She's giving you a lot of extra information.
Girl, I love this.
Also, my finances are crappy. Shout out.
Trying to think about the context for what's going on in her life. So a lot of people have water dreams. Water is always a symbol for your emotional state. So when you dream about water, it could be rain, it could be an ocean, you could be drowning. It always has to do with the emotions you're feeling in your waking life. So if you are, you know, swimming in a deep body of water, or you fall in her case, she's falling in and she can't get out of this big water area. She feels in limbo. She feels in limbo with her emotions.
And it's a metaphor
for being in an emotional free fall. So she just feels a little out of control of her own emotions, which would make sense. Got out of a relationship, get up with someone, your finances aren't under control. So
the ocean of tears.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so water, no matter what kind of water you have in your dream, it represents your emotions.
Okay. Even vitamin water?
Yeah, even vitamin water.
We got one more.
Yeah, Kelly's got another one.
One more.
Okay.
Yeah.
I keep having the dream that I have to pee, and if I find somewhere, I'll go. Okay. And I wake up to pee in the bedroom.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
But I have to poop in the dream. If I ever find a toilet in my dream, am I going to poo my sheets?
Oh, boy.
Save that.
There's a very
not a save that.
Oh, no. There's actually a very simple explanation here. It means you're carrying around a lot of emotional ish. Literally.
Okay.
You have baggage. If you have a dream about having to go number two, you're trying to dispose of something psychological that's going on in your
life. Sometimes you dream you have to pee. It's because you really have to pee.
You have to
wake yourself up to go pee, right?
Otherwise, you pee the bed.
That's why I say filter dreams. It could be very literal.
Yeah.
Right? To something you watched on TV or something. Yeah, something you're actually experiencing. Hmm. Or if not, then you have a lot of emotional baggage right now.
Holding on
that you're
to
trying
it.
To release from your body.
Like to buy a bowel?
It was only that easy.
All right.
Solid dream readings right there from our dream expert, Jenna. Now, how do we get them to you, Jenna?
So we're good with you texting the show at 800-543-3548. Mm-hmm. Or you can slip into the DM. I can't promise I'll get to all of those because there's a lot these days.
Yeah.
But
she's pulled quite a few from the DMs, though.
Put your dream topic in the first line to catch my attention.
Yeah, hook Jenna.
Yeah.
If you hook her with your title, she might read your message.
There you go.
And then you'll hear it on the show. And then you'll find out what it actually means in real life, just like that. Thank you, Dream Expert.
Thank you.
All right, we do have to get to your vault password, which is coming up, Kid Nation, so you can play Beat the Bank
Extreme.
We'll hook you that. We'll hook you up with that.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, let's do it. It's time to play Beat the Bank
Extreme.
Pick up that phone. Give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Know the password. Pick your vault. Stay in there as long as you can and get as much money as you can from the vault you picked. Up to $10,000. We did find a $2,000 vault today.
Yep. But we said stop around, what was it?
$720.
$720.
Of the possible
$2,000.
I'm unique. Still pulled it away, though. Still a lot of money for her.
Yep.
And we'll hook you up here shortly, Kid Nation. Right now, though,
it's time for Tidbit News.
This is a tidbit from Kid Nation members that sent it on the text.
Oh, cool.
The text that came along with the story was, JC, you might want to reconsider growing that beard, regrowing that beard, because men with beards carry more germs and bacteria than dogs, study says. I saw this article, and it's true.
Just stuff lodged into the beard,
if you think about it, you're walking around, stuff's floating in the air, and it's just catching on that beautiful beard of yours.
You need to wash your face like you wash your hands.
You got to wash your face, but they also tell you, the beard guys, you got to keep that oil right on the beard so you can't wash it all the time.
And the oil catches stuff.
And the oil is oil, so yes, Al, it will catch stuff because it's, you know, that's what it's for. So, yeah, there's a lot of bacteria in there. Be careful when you're making out. That's all you got to do.
But I bet the front part of your neck would be pretty clean, because that beard is going to act like a filter.
And anything, neck's on point, yeah.
Anything that's coming at you, the beard's going to catch it.
Neck is totally
fine. That's why Santa Claus probably has one of the cleanest cleanest necks of all
time, yeah.
That beard nasty.
Yeah.
And if you're not smiling very much, your lips are probably super clean, too.
Hmm. Good point.
Then you just got to move the beard away, open it up for the real deal.
You just need antibacterial spray for the beard.
I don't know if they need to. I don't know if that's out there, but they need to invent
it. I'm on it.
Beard oil also happens to be antibacterial spray. If you could make that happen, Jenna, that'd be great.
All right, on it.
It's tough to be a dude because when you're in a relationship, you don't know how to talk to your lady.
No.
And there are some things that men compliment their wives on that backfire, and it results in her being angry at you, and you have no idea why. I was just trying to flatter you, baby, but apparently I said the wrong thing. For instance,
laid on us.
If a husband says to his wife, I love it that I don't have to try around you. That's a compliment.
No,
I feel very comfortable. Yeah, I feel very comfortable around you. But like Jenna says, she would take it as that you feel like you don't have to try and that she's just there.
Like that old pair of jeans or your favorite pair of shoes.
Yeah, like she's not worth the extra efforts, what she's going
to
believe.
We're hearing. No woman wants to be referred to as your old pair of jeans.
But you love your old pair of jeans.
I feel good around you. I don't have to try. I can just be myself.
You love that one pair of jeans. Like, oh, that's my go-to pair right there. Oh.
You know what else can get you in trouble, Al?
What?
If you compliment her and say, you look great. Right? You would think, hey.
I'm waiting on the shoe to drop.
I'm saying you look great. Well, to her, that's a lazy compliment.
Why?
You look great is almost too expected and boring. You need to show her that you really mean it. Otherwise, this compliment could be worse than saying nothing at all.
So be specific.
I think I did hear that.
You're supposed to pick something out.
Yeah, you have to pick something out and then give her some more. Like, man, if you were a cookie, I would eat you up.
Mm.
You know, a little extra. Let her know you're really, really into her.
Kelly, those white legs are looking good.
Thanks, Al.
See?
I know. It's bad. It's bad.
We're wearing pajamas today, and Kelly's wearing a night shirt, so the legs are out in full effect.
Well, I should have worn my sleep pants. I guess I should have thought that through.
No, you need to use that tan water. That tan water, it's easier than the foam, which I still like, but that tan water, you just spray down your body.
I thought it was a little nightlight.
It's gradual.
I glow.
It matches the straps on the little...
Yeah. Yeah.
The rim of your pajamas.
Yeah.
See?
Oh, gosh.
Same color
white.
I am that white.
She is.
It is.
But it's okay.
Yeah.
Well, we won't lose you in the dark.
No.
My arms aren't as white as my legs because my legs don't get as much exposure as my arms. My arms are tan compared to my legs.
If I ever need to surrender, I'm just going to wave your legs.
Legs in the air. I'm not even offended. It is.
In other news, you might not admit this, but we all do it. Let's be honest. There's an article going viral right now making a case for something that we should all do,
which
is pee in the shower. Why? Because Americans would save 1.3 trillion gallons of water a year by not flushing the toilet all the time.
Mm. So how often should we pee in the shower?
Didn't Madonna or somebody try to say it's antibacterial or
foot
fungus or something? It's
like
antiseptic in the shower. I don't know.
And they say that about urine if your urine's full of acid, but...
Yeah. I don't know about that, but you can save a bunch of water by doing that. So if you want to save the earth.
Yeah. Big Shirley, my barber, when I used to go to the barbershop, she put pee on everything.
We don't need to hear that.
Big Shirley?
Please don't tell that story.
Do you know my issue?
What?
This is way TMI, but I often at home have gotten in the habit of, I will always have to pee when I'm on the phone.
Yeah. Mm.
And I'll do it, but I obviously won't flush the toilet because I'm on the phone having a business meeting or something. And then I forget, and now I have a boyfriend over all the time.
Oh.
Okay.
And he goes in there.
You remember that happened to me with the...
I do.
Yours was different.
Number two.
Yeah. Mine wasn't that, but it was a different kind of feminine situation.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sorry about that, boyfriend. Oh.
Hey, you guys are moving quick.
God.
Did you hear the lid slam shut? That's how I
and
did.
The scream.
Well, I was in the shower and he went to pee I was on a call a couple hours ago. I definitely didn't flush the toilet. And he came out and I was like, I'm sorry about that. He goes, about what? I was like, you know. He was like, it's fine. I was like, oh, okay.
Oh, what a stud.
He's like really cool. I was
very chill.
If it was out, you would have just heard him leaving and the car would have turned on and
never heard from me again.
Is this the Tiger Woods bet?
It is. This
gentleman, he had a lot of money to bet.
This gentleman's name is James Aducci. James Aducci decided that he would put a little wager on Tiger Woods winning the Masters. $85,000.
A lot of money to wager on somebody that hasn't won since like 2005 or whenever it was.
Very first sports bet.
Wow.
Obviously, Tiger Woods won, and this guy got $1.19 million.
Now, let me ask you this. Could he have sued that security guard that almost took Tiger out and almost broke Tiger's foot?
I don't know.
Because if he would have hurt Tiger where Tiger couldn't compete anymore and he was on his way to win.
No, you can't.
I would sue that security guard that almost hurt Tiger.
Oh, boy.
So you have to pay taxes on that, right?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure you do. Hi, Christy.
Good morning.
Morning.
Welcome to the show. Congratulations. You are the correct caller. How are you feeling about that?
I am super excited. Thanks.
Yeah. Are you at the office already? You sound like you're somewhere important.
I am. I'm at work.
Oh, what do you do?
I'm a crime scene technician.
A crime scene technician?
Oh, we're going to talk to her later.
Whoa.
We have a lot of questions, but we don't have time to ask them, unfortunately.
I know. Can I have your personal information?
Sure. I already follow you guys.
Oh, nice. Wasn't there a crime scene Instagram that people were looking at?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. All right, well, Christy, let's step up to the vault.
Hello. Please enter your password.
Soap.
Password accepted.
All right.
Word. That is correct. Yeah.
Goat.
Here we go. Goats is your password. Now, which vault would you like to pick, Christy?
Number 18.
Vault number 18. All right. That one's ready to go. Here's Big Al Mac to tell you how we played the game.
All right. Just step into the vault number 18 and hang out because the banker's going to holler at dollar amounts. They're going to increase. Could be in the hundreds. Could be in the thousands. You just need to say stop before the vault door closes, and you'll get the last number that you hear. If that door closes before you say stop, unfortunately, you'll get nothing. Do you understand? If you hit the word thousand, also, that's the last number. All right?
Yes.
All right.
She got this.
I'm excited for
you. All right, Christy, let's do it. Let's win money with
Beat the Bank with Dream.
50. 130. 190. 240. 280. 330. 440. 500. 620. 730. 780.
All right, 780, baby.
780.
Two
big winners today. There you go. Tracy, congratulations. What are you going to do with that money?
I honestly can't believe I got in.
I don't know,
Hey, shock hasn't worn off.
You're all flustered, so it's all good. You'll figure it out. But just for fun, let's see how high it would have gone. Whoa. Christy will play, ma'am.
Woohoo!
With a Yoo-Hoo on there.
Yeah.
Well, Christy, you job. Enjoy that $780. You played it just right. Have a wonderful day at work.
I want to shadow you.
Jenna's going to come shadow you, so she's going to have your phone number. So yeah. Don't be alarmed when she calls you. And you have another chance to play tomorrow. Two chances, in fact. 7:10 and 8:10 Central. We hook you up with that password, and then you could look for that $10,000 vault that's still out
there.
Still there. To be had. But coming up next, it's time for some good news Tuesday.
I need some good news, baby.
Number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Now, this is where you call us and basically tell us why you're smiling about all the awesome things that happened to you over the weekend or something you're looking forward to. As long as it's making you smile, we want to smile along with you. Good News Tuesday is next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Need some good news, baby.
Give us your good news at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Found this story right here, which is pretty cool.
All right.
A woman named Tycretia Cox got a new job in Oklahoma City as a cashier.
Uh-huh.
Super excited. She got a brand new gig at a gas station. A trucker named Tommy Robinson came in, bought a burger on Friday, and Tommy started choking on that burger, did not chew it quite enough.
Oh, man.
Tycretia was restocking cigarettes when it happened, so she was not even facing him, but she heard him fall.
Mm-hmm.
And when she heard this man fall, she rushed over him, noticed that he had stopped breathing.
From the international sign.
She yelled for help, realized she's the only person in there along with Tommy, so she tried to help him up. He was still able to get up. And as he got up, she started doing the Heimlich maneuver on him.
Yeah.
She dislodged the piece of burger in his throat and saved his life.
Yeah.
A security camera caught all of this
really?
On tape. And Tommy says he doesn't even remember a thing. He remembers taking a bite of the burger and then...
Oh, he passed out?
He was still awake. He was still moving, but he does not remember her getting him up. Does
way
not remember her doing the Heimlich.
Way to go, Tycretia.
So we got a hero right there.
Yeah, man.
2 weeks into the job and she saved a life.
Good for her.
Something we all wish we could do for someone.
Yeah, for
save
sure.
Right there. Pretty cool right there. From the text, hey, Good News Tuesday. We celebrated my parents' 50th wedding anniversary this past week.
Awesome.
Yeah, we still have people out there that are still married 50 years in.
There you go.
And they always get asked the advice. Always ask for advice when you see those couples, because they'll give it to you.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, guys, I'm flying to Indiana tomorrow for my big sister's wedding this weekend. I get to see my mom, my dad, my siblings, and the entire crazy family. Woohoo! Now, that's some great news on this fine Tuesday.
There you go.
It is a fine Tuesday, isn't it?
It is a fine Tuesday. Sophia has a Good News Tuesday story for us. Hi, Sophia.
Hi.
Hey.
How you doing this morning?
Good.
Good. So what's your good news for us?
I'm having a basketball game today.
Oh, you are?
That's good.
Yeah. That's good.
Yay.
When? What are you going to do?
I'm going to duke people out.
You're going to duke people out?
Duke.
Like Duke. The basketball team, right? The basketball team Duke?
I thought it was a juke.
But no,
like,
if you're
duke people out.
Yeah, juke people out.
Oh, juke people out. Oh, you're going to cross them up and stuff?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, she is.
You all go, right. Girl. Yeah. You go. You go get them,
well,
girl.
You go out there, mess around, and get that triple-double.
Let us know if you win.
Thanks, Sophia.
Well, let us know when you win,
yeah, that's
not
right.
If.
There you go.
About to cross them up. What's up, Bailey?
Hi. Good morning.
Hey.
Good morning. So this is a big deal for you.
Yeah, so me and my mother have both committed to quit smoking cigarettes. She is in her late 40s and has been smoking for about 30 years. I'm in my 30s. I've been smoking for about 15 years. I'm on my first month successfully. She's coming up on a couple weeks, and I guess I just want to encourage anyone who has a goal, big or small, to even if you have some failures or you don't just keep going, and the universe has kind of tended to, I don't know, kind of handed us like some little rewards, it seems like, for doing this. And
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Congratulations. One day at a time.
One day at a time, Bailey. I know it's tough and you really want to go back to it, but just... Be strong. You've been strong for a month.
Yeah.
And I bet you're feeling healthier already. Congratulations. It's tough to quit smoking. I've been trying to get my mom to quit smoking my whole life.
Yeah.
So the fact that you're doing is great. Hey, Jamie.
Hi, how are you guys this morning?
Wonderful. Awesome. Want to hear your good news for us, though. What's going on?
It is great news. We have a foreign exchange student that stays with us from Thailand, and we get to share the passion of Christ. We get to share the Easter story with him, and he's so excited. He wanted to know the story, but he's more excited about dyeing Easter eggs and going on an Easter egg hunt at 17. But awesome. We think it's pretty cool.
That's fun.
That's cool. Is he a senior year, or is he
a junior?
Junior.
He's a junior, but that will be considered graduating whenever he goes back home, so he'll continue on to college.
Wow. Where was that?
Awesome.
Taiwan?
Thailand.
Thailand.
That's awesome.
Man,
it is awesome.
You guys are going to miss him so much when he's gone, because it seems like you guys get along pretty well.
Okay, stop it, because I already am so attached. I cry when I think of him leaving. Yeah, he's like another son.
Aww. Well, hopefully he'll get to visit you guys quite a bit, right?
You get to visit him.
I would like to go visit him. Yeah, for sure. Well, you guys have a great week, and have a blessed Easter.
You too, Jamie.
My sister's still...
Some of the best Bachelor episodes are in Thailand.
They really are.
Yeah.
My sister still keeps in touch with her family. That she was an exchange student, or AFS student, I guess. And she went to Germany.
Oh, wow.
And spent a summer over there. She still keeps... This was so
did she speak any German when she was out there?
Yes.
She did, okay.
Oh, yeah.
I've been thinking about maybe hosting a foreign exchange student.
It's a lot.
It is.
I mean, it's a big commitment.
Right.
But if you get like a 17-year-old kid that's a senior in high school or junior in high school, I feel like they do their own thing. Mm-hmm. They get to school on their own. They make their friends.
Yeah.
You don't just cut them loose, JC.
You provide them some food and shelter and help them out with school.
See ya.
Are you supposed to watch over them the whole time?
See ya.
They don't have that high school experience.
See you later. Don't do that.
The culture and,
of course you're going to teach them that, but they're self-sufficient for the most part.
Right. You do a little bit of research on that.
My friend said that's all they did. The kids came in, they helped them if they needed help, but then they had regular high school lives.
Just give them a room at La Quinta or something.
No, they still live at your house. But yeah, they did their own thing. And they just would be around for dinner, and if they have questions, they'd teach them. But yeah, for the most part, they just hung out with their friends. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, guys. Hey. Good morning.
Hey there.
Hey, we have another Easter Good News Tuesday. What's yours?
Well, my cousin and I have a third cousin who we haven't seen in a few years, and we're driving to Florida to surprise her. So
nice.
I'm really excited about that.
No idea you guys are coming.
New Orleans on the way. No, she does not know. And when I get back, my best friend is going to be having her twins probably like within a week whenever I get back, if she can keep them in long enough. So I'm just full of good news this morning.
Yeah,
I have a great day.
Well, be careful when you stop in New Orleans, because you might want to just stay there and party. You know, stop by and be like, I don't stay, actually.
We have incentive to push on, but, I could always go back.
Yeah, there you go. Well, have fun, Michelle.
Uh-huh.
Surprising your friend. And Tamara, what's your good news for us?
My good news is I describe myself as the Black Julia Roberts from Pretty Woman without the hooker part.
Okay. Yeah. So you found yourself a nice dress and a man or something?
Yes, so I'm just a regular girl from Dallas, and I worked an event and met this person who had no clue who he was. He is a big player in the professional boxing world.
Whoa.
So there is no fight that I will not have access to first row up front. I'm talking about Triple G. I'm talking about all these guys.
Wow.
Girl. I think I might want to be your friend.
I know, me too.
Yeah.
My weekend was crazy. Car service everywhere in Miami. It was, I saw a whole different side of Miami, the nice side.
Yeah.
I liked it.
It's fun when you get to see stuff from the VIP standpoint.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Tamara, we want to know all about your night.
Yeah.
That sounds awesome.
Hold on, Big Al wants to get your phone number.
Yeah, exactly. And actually, I bought some pajamas for you today.
Yeah, nobody's coming to get your pajamas, Big Al, Max.
Great.
Nobody came down.
Right.
And also from the text, hey guys, I just want to let you know that since the beginning of the year, I have lost a total of 45 pounds.
Good for you.
Wow. Congrats.
Awesome. 40 more to go. That is pretty awesome.
Get your health in check.
Yeah, get your health in check. And in fact, if you're thinking about getting your health in check, there's a really cool app you could download.
Yeah, because it's not all, you know, it's really important what you put in your mouth, but right. It's also important to get your body moving, to build up that lean muscle that just, you feel better when you're working out. It also helps you, you know, you're like, I don't want to blow what I just did by putting something bad in my mouth. So
right.
Let me tell you about Open Fit. This is a brand new, super simple streaming service, so you can work out from the comfort of your living room. If you're traveling, you can do it in your hotel room. JC's always working out on the road. You can do it in as little as 10 minutes a day.
Really?
They have amazing trainers and classes, and these are the names you know. The lady that started Extend Bar,
mm-hmm.
Andrea Rogers, she does a workout with the bar session. Yes.
Jenna has it.
You don't need the bar. It's not required, but you can still do those same moves. If you're training for a 5K like I was, or maybe one of those mutters, they have a guy on there who's won the Tough Mudder Championship 4 times, Hunter McIntyre. He'll take you through a 30-day program that'll keep you on track. And in 30 days, imagine the difference if you commit to just 10 minutes a day.
You
can do
it
to your body, and it's all in the palm of your hand in your streaming device. Or you can do it on your web-enabled TV, your tablet, your Roku, or on your computer. So OpenFit has changed the way you work out, and I've worked out. You can use the code CRATIC to join. Join me on a fitness journey personalized just for you. Use the code CRATIC to start OpenFit. All you have to do is text that word to 303030303030. You get full access to OpenFit, all the workouts, the nutrition information, totally free. Again, text the word CRATIC to 303030. Standard message and data rates may apply.
This is the Kid CRATIC Morning Show.